إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which have been introduced and innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. This great religion of ours, the religion of Islam, it has rulings which are just and fair, and a legislation, a sharia, which is pure, and it leads to akhlaq, manners, which are lofty and noble. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He revealed His book, the Quran, and He legislated the Sharia of Islam for our benefit, so we can attain the goodness of this life and the hereafter, and also to keep us safe from the harms in this life and the hereafter. So the person who is upright upon Islam, practices Islam, the religion of Allah, he is the one who is guided in this dunya and succeeds in the hereafter. And a person who rejects Islam, doesn't practice the teachings of Islam, for him is the wretchedness of this life and the hereafter. Allah said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى. And whenever a guidance comes to you from me, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. Whoever follows this guidance and is upright upon this guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He will not be astray, neither will he be wretched or sad. Meaning, when guidance comes to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who practice this guidance and follow this guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ. They will not be astray in this dunya, because they have guidance from Allah. وَلَا يَشْقَى. And neither will they be wretched in the hereafter, because Islam leads to the happiness of the hereafter. And then he said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. As for the person who turns away from my remembrance, who turns away from my guidance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. Then that person will have the life which is wretched, have the life which is depressed. So it is Islam which is the door to your happiness in this life and more so in the hereafter. Allah said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَلِ النَّارِ. That the one who is removed from the fire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And he is entered into paradise, فَقَدْ فَازِ. He has achieved a great success. So the real success is in a person being removed from the fire. And the real success is a person being entered into Jannah. And just as Islam brings us the success and the happiness in the hereafter, It also brings us the success in this dunya, in this worldly life. So Islam only came, the Sharia of Islam was only legislated for you to be able to gain the materialistic benefits of this life, to bring the goodness to you, and to keep away from you anything which harms you in your dunya. And in the Sharia of Islam, there are five matters. And these five matters, the laws of Islam protect. And these five matters, they are called Maqasid al-Sharia, the higher objectives of the Sharia. And these five matters are also called Al-Dhururiyat al-Khams, the five most basic needs of the people, which Islam has come to protect, safeguard and preserve. And these five matters are that Islam protects the religion of the people, the Islam of the people. And Islam protects the aql, the minds and the intellects of the people. And Islam protects the wealth of the people, the property of the people. And Islam protects an-nasab, the lineage and the offspring of the people. And finally, Islam is there to protect the blood and the lives of the people. So these five matters, which Islam protects and safeguards, they are maqasid al-sharia. They are the higher objectives of the sharia. Meaning all the laws of the sharia, the rulings of the sharia, the adab, the akhlaq of the sharia, they are there and they have been legislated to protect these five matters. Because these five matters, they are the primary needs of every single person. And a person cannot have success in this life if these five matters are being violated. Protecting people's Islam, people's religion, protecting people's aql, their minds and their intellects, protecting people's wealth and property, their offspring and their lineage, and protecting the blood and the lives of the people. And the reason why Islam protects and safeguards these five matters is because they are your primary needs. So if your blood is being violated, or your wealth is not being protected, or your Islam is endangered, then how will you have success in this life? How can you live in this life? And how will you have success in the hereafter? Rather, it will only lead to utter chaos. And this is why Islam, the Sharia, it obligates upon the Muslim government to safeguard and protect these five matters. To put in place certain laws and punishments for those who violate these five matters. So the first of these five matters is ad-deen, the religion of the people. The Sharia is there to protect and safeguard the Islam of the people. Because in Islam is guidance in this dunya and happiness in the hereafter. So a person cannot be guided and neither can he succeed in the hereafter without iman, without tawheed, without ibadah, and without the other aspects of al-Islam. So if your religion leaves you or it is violated, or if you forsake your religion, then there is no success, no guidance for you. And how many times in the Quran does Allah appeal to the people? He says, "Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat." Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Those who have iman and do righteous deeds. Those who have iman and do righteous deeds. Meaning protect your Islam. Protect your iman. Fulfill the righteous actions. And in safeguarding the religion of the people, da'wah has been legislated. And jihad has been legislated. And we warn against innovations. And we're not allowed to sit with the people of innovation. And we have to learn about al-Islam. All of this to protect and safeguard your Islam. And not only Islam, even the other religions are protected and safeguarded by Islam. Meaning, if there's a Jew or a Christian living in a Muslim country, then that Jew and Christian, his life and his religion is protected and safeguarded. And he is free to practice his religion inside his home. And nobody is allowed to violate him in him practicing his religion inside his or her home. And this is why, if you look throughout history, Jews and Christians, whenever they lived in the Muslim countries, they were always safeguarded. In Iraq, Jews and Christians were living for many years, protected and safeguarded under the Muslims. And in Palestine, the Jews and the Christians, they lived under the Muslims in complete safety. And in Muslim Spain, Andalusia, and Morocco, and other countries, there are Jews and Christians and non-Muslims, and their religion is safeguarded. They are free to practice their religion inside their home. Nobody is allowed to violate their religion. Only recently, when the extremist groups like ISIS came about, and they started violating the rights of Islam, and they didn't know the rulings of Islam, was this thing spread about Jews and Christians being killed under the Muslims. And the second matter which Islam safeguards is the aql, your mind, your intellect. Because a man has been honored with his intellect. A human being is honored by his intellect. And a human being is better than the rest of the animals by the mind and the intellect. And how many times in the Quran does Allah appeal to the people through their intellects? Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the changing of the night and the day, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, are signs for the people of intelligence, intellect and thinking. And Allah said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, say, are those people who know and understand equal to those people who do not know and do not understand? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, it's only the people of intelligence who realize this. And Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the ones whom Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and they are the people of intelligence, the people of intellect. So many ayat in the Quran, Allah talks about the mind and the intellect. And for this reason, any substance which diminishes the thinking of a person or the mind of a person, it is haram in al-Islam. Alcohol, why was it made haram? Because it intoxicates the mind. Intoxicants, drugs, narcotics, all of them are haram in the Sharia. Why? Because one of the higher objectives of the Sharia is to protect and safeguard the minds of the people. And more than this, severe punishments for those people who drink alcohol or take intoxicants or sell drugs. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those people, as is in the hadith. And more than this, magic, sorcery, fortune tellers, going to them, listening to them, all of it is haram and kufr. Why? Because it messes with the minds of the people. The third higher objective of the Sharia is to safeguard people's wealth, to safeguard people's money and people's property. Because we aren't able to live if our money is not safeguarded. We cannot advance without money. We cannot look after our children without money. So Islam legislates certain rulings to safeguard the wealth of the people. From this, that Allah encourages us to go and work. Don't sit at home. Allah said in the Quran, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, that once the prayer is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, go spread out in the earth, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and go seek the provisions of Allah. Go seek the rizq which is from Allah. Also from the rulings of Islam is the laws with regards to workers. Islam has made certain laws for workers to protect their wages and protect their rights. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَعْطُ الْأَجِيرَ حَقَّهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجِفْ عِرْقَهُ, that give your worker his wage before the sweat dries from his forehead. Meaning if your worker has done the job for which he should be paid, then you have to give his wage. You're not allowed to delay for a day or a week or 2 weeks. No, Islam has rights for workers. You have to give the wage as soon as the job is done. Also, anything which violates the wealth of the people, like stealing and cheating and deception and fraudery and riba, also interest, because interest brings financial misery to the people. So Islam has made all of this haram. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعِ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَىٰ, Allah said, that he has made buying and selling permitted. And as for riba, it is haram. Because Islam is there to safeguard your wealth. Gambling is haram. If you want to waste your wealth through gambling, Islam doesn't allow it. Because Islam safeguards your wealth and your money, even if you want to waste your money. But Islam safeguards it. And also, an-nasab, your lineage and your offspring. Islam is there to safeguard all of this. And for this reason, there is marriage. And zina, adultery, is haram. Because adultery, it messes up the lineage. Children are born out of wedlock. Children are born and they don't know who their own fathers are. And also the family structure in Islam. The father has a role. And the mother has a role. And they'll be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah about their children. Whether they cultivated their children. And all of this is in Islam, safeguarding your children. And safeguarding your lineage. So much so, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that from the types of kufr is at-ta'nu fi an-nasab. Is for a person to insult another person's lineage. Insulting each other's lineage is a type of kufr in Islam. And then the final matter, the fifth matter, which Islam protects and safeguards, is the blood of the people. The life of the people. And this is by forbidding every type of oppression. Every type of zulm, transgression, crime, haram in Islam. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. Do not take the life of a person whom Allah has made sacred. The life of the people is sacred, innocent. So in Islam, we're not allowed to violate the blood or the lives of the people. And also, we are obligated to go seek medicine. Obligated. The Prophet said, دَعُوا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Go seek medicine, O worshippers of Allah. We're told to stay away from food and drink which harms us. And eat food and drink which is beneficial to us. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Eat from the good, pure, beneficial types of food. And this is in Islam, safeguarding your life and your blood. So the point is that the higher objectives of Islam, maqasid al-sharia, they are five. All the rulings of Islam and the laws of Islam are there to protect these five matters. The religion of the people, the wealth of the people, the minds of the people, the lineage and the offspring of people, and the blood or the lives of the people and the religion of the people. And therefore the Muslim as well. The Muslim has to be that person who is an avenue to protecting all of this in his community, safeguarding these matters in his community. And anybody who violates any one of these five matters is a mujrim, is a criminal. In Islam, anybody who violates one of these five matters is a mujrim, a criminal. So a person who violates the religion of other people is a mujrim, a criminal. And a person who violates the minds and the intellects of people through selling alcohol and distributing drugs is a mujrim, a criminal. And a person who violates the wealth of the people through stealing and fraudery is a mujrim, a criminal. And a person who violates the lineage of the people through zina and immorality is a mujrim. And a person who violates the life of another person, oppresses another person, harms another person, is a mujrim. This person in Islam is a mujrim, a criminal. And a Muslim is not a mujrim. A Muslim is not a criminal. A believer is not a criminal. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. That the adulterer, he's not a mu'min whilst he's committing adultery. The adulterer, the zani, is not a believer, not a mu'min whilst he's committing adultery. وَلَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقْ حِينَ يَسْرِقْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And the thief, whilst he's stealing, is not a mu'min. وَالشَّارِبُ الْخَمَرِ. And the one who drinks alcohol, the alcoholic, حين يشربه, whilst he is drinking alcohol, ليس بمؤمن, he is not a believer. So in this hadith, Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ, he negated iman from these people. The adulterer whilst committing adultery, not a believer. The thief whilst stealing, not a believer. The one who drinks alcohol whilst he is drinking alcohol, not a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam negated the perfection of Iman from these people. Why? Because these people are mujrimun, they are criminals. And a Muslim is not a criminal. Ibadallahi ikhwatul iman. These matters, these crimes, which are now apparent in our societies, these are not from our religion. And those people who represent Islam and believe in Islam, believe in Allah, believe in the Messenger, believe in the final day, in Jannah and Jahannam, in reward and punishment, in the delight of the grave and the punishment of the grave, they shouldn't be partaking in these matters. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, because Allah commands with justice, والإحسان, and goodness, وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and you fulfilling the rights of your relatives, وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَى, and Allah forbids immorality, وَالْمُنْكَرِ, and He forbids evil, وَالْبَغِي, and He forbids oppression, يَعِذُكُمْ, He reminds you, He reminds you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, perhaps you will remember. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. We are living in difficult times and difficult days are passing by us. And anybody who is aware of local news or national news knows about the times we are living. Financial difficulties, spread of crime, knife crime, a spread of drugs, gangs who are committing crimes, people who are marauding the streets in their cars and their bikes with knives and machetes, in addition to a lack of iman and a lack of haya and the increase of jahl, ignorance and shirkiyat and bid'ah. And I'm not talking about the major cities here. And neither am I talking about other communities. Rather, I'm talking about our own town, our own community, and our own children, the children of the Muslims. And I think all of you will be aware of that which has been taking place in the past few days in Nelson, between the Muslim youth, and how they are fighting with each other with knives and machetes. So this one, his hand has been cut, and the other one, they've attacked his house. And this one is dying young under the influence of drugs. And the police have initiated special powers to stop and search people on the street, Muslim children, Muslim youth, to see if they're carrying knives and machetes. Ikhwati fillah, these types of characteristics should not be found in the Muslims. And this isn't the action of a person who represents Islam. If you look at the history of the Muslim community in the UK, and I don't mean the community far away. I'm not talking about history. I'm talking about 60s, 70s and 80s. When our fathers who are here with us sitting in this masjid, when they first came to Nelson, or Manchester, or London, or the other places. Whether they're Pakistani, or Somali, or Arab, Yemeni, when they first came. The places which they resided in, the effect of this was that the crime went down. And drugs went down. And the gangs moved out. And the place was cleaner. The same with our fathers in Nelson in the 70s and 80s. And the same in London and Manchester and Liverpool. For example, take Rushon, Moss Side. Before the Somalian elders came there, the generation which is above my generation, full of crime, full of gangs, full of drugs. And the effect of the Somalian elders and the Pakistani elders going to Moss Side, Rushon, is that the gangs left and the place became clean. And people lived in dignity. And they didn't do this by setting up some special task force or some special actions, just living as Muslims, going to the masjid, and the drugs went and the crimes went and the place became clean. And this is only 15, 20 years ago in Nelson, London, Liverpool, Manchester, the Somalians, the Pakistanis, the Yemenis, it was all the same. And then there's a problem now in our generation, this generation in which we have removed ourselves from Islam, and there is a lack of taqwa, and more than this, there is a lack of dignity. and a lack of respect, so much so that in the same communities, crimes have increased. In the same communities, people are on drugs. There's now Muslim gangs, and the prisons are full of Muslim youth. And therefore, what is upon you? As a Muslim living in this town, this community, what is upon you? If you're a parent and a guardian, firstly, attach importance to your children. Don't allow your children on the streets. Give them the tarbiyah. If you're working every day, 7 days a week, from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., and you're staying away from your children, and your children are losing out, what's the point in you working? You're working for your children, but you're working all those hours, and so your children are losing out. It's time to change your job. Also, attach your children to the masjid. Attach them to the salah. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the prayer. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Because the prayer, the salah, it removes a person away from immorality and away from evil. Also, work with the authority in your local town, in your locality, the police force, the emergency services. You see a crime, report that crime. Don't ignore that crime, even if the crime is by a Muslim, because this crime is going to affect your children and your household. And also be an example. Clean your streets, help your neighbors, show people Islam, live Islam. And if you're from those young people and you're already in one of those gangs and you're already in drugs, then know that this type of lifestyle is not respectable in any sense. No person respects the gang members. Nobody respects those who are using drugs. They're the scourge of society. And yes, they bring misery to themselves and others in this life, but remember also the grave, and remember the akhirah, and the misery which is over there. So you may be able to avoid the police here and get away with your crimes, but who's going to save you on Yawm al-Qiyamah when you stand in front of Allah and your crimes are shown to all? And in your grave you're alone. No gang members to help you, nobody to back you up. You're alone in your grave. And if Allah has saved you from those gangs and you're not in those gangs, then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great blessing of Allah that He saved you from this. Dignities in being a Muslim. Live a respectful life. Stay away from the gangs. Look after your children. Attach importance to as-salah. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma dammir a'da'aka a'da' al-deen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح شأننا اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا اللهم اهدي قلوبنا اللهم اخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وبارك لنا في قواتنا وأزواجنا اللهم بارك لنا في أولادنا اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا اللهم اعصمنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشرك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة